Monday, December 8th, 1941. Time for Valiant Lady. General Mills, makers of the new easy-to-bake Bisquick, present Joan Blaine in Valiant Lady. How long has it been? How long since you've had some real old-fashioned pancakes? You know, the kind made with fresh eggs and butter to give them that real old-time flavor and goodness. They're light and puffy, too, these old-time pancakes. They don't have that dry, grainy quality that you often get in pancakes made with prepared pancake flour. Yep, give me old-fashioned pancakes right smack off the griddle. Hot maple syrup and butter running over them. But maybe you're saying, hold on there, don't make me hungry for something that means a lot of work. Well, I'm not suggesting that you go to a lot of work. No, because here's all you do. First, reach for that package of Bisquick that you have up there in your shelf. Bisquick. Take a gander at pancake directions on the package, they're number 4. Now look how simple and easy it is making old-fashioned pancakes with Bisquick. You just add eggs, butter, and milk. All the sifting, all the other measuring and blending, all that is done for you. Simple? And Bisquick does make wonderful pancakes. Mrs. Gilbert H. Wood of Bridgeport, Nebraska, heard her say that, and she thought we were exaggerating. She said, frankly, I thought it was an exaggeration. But one day, when short of time, this is what she said in her letter. One day, when short of time, I decided to try some Bisquick pancakes, and I found them every bit as wonderful as plain. So don't forget Bisquick for pancakes, the real old-fashioned kind. I bet your husband will like them even better than the pancakes you've been serving if you haven't been serving Bisquick pancakes. Try some tomorrow. If your Bisquick supply is getting low, plenty for you at your grocer's. And now, Valiant Lady. This is our story as it stands today. It is evening. All day long, Joan has been worried over Tubby's strange behavior. However, when Jim Barrett came home for supper, she gave no hint of this worry. And after dishes are done, she pauses a moment before Tubby's door, lifts her head, and smiling enters, saying,
fine thing, cheating. And after you promised you'd turn off the light and go to sleep, I come in and find you here reading.
I wasn't reading.
Oh? Here, I brought you some hot milk, dear. Thought it might help.
Thanks. Just put it down.
Aren't you going to drink it?
I'm afraid it'll take more than a glass of hot milk to make me stop thinking.
Darling, you're just out of the hospital. If you don't get some rest, you'll never get your strength back.
Get my strength back, and after that... Go on, Joan, you tell me. After that, what?
You're going to start living up to that new shingle, Dr. Scott?
I thought I told you to take that thing down.
You're still a doctor. That's something no one can take away from you, dear.
I wouldn't count on that.
They can't take away your license to practice.
Joan, why do you keep kidding yourself?
Kidding myself?
You sure they don't think I'm clear of all this mess, Lee?
Mess?
Yes, mess. But have you forgotten that I broke the law? The insurance company was cheated out of $90,000 because I operated on a man's face. What kind of a tomorrow is there for me after the mess I've made of things?
It's up to us to say what our tomorrows will be, dear. It can be fresh and new and beautiful if we'll just make it happen.
That would make a nice framed motto for the wall. You can't live by it. Let's face the facts. I've wrecked your life and mine.
No.
Oh.
Tubby, how can I tell you? How can I say it except that loving you is my life? As long as I have that, I don't need anymore.
Loving me is your life. But have you ever really loved me, Joan?
Well, Tubby...
No, wait, let me finish. Or do you love the man you think I am? Someday you'll see that there are two different people. The real me and the man you thought I was. Maybe it'll be best for both of us when that day comes.
You don't know what you're saying.
I wasn't such a weak fool. To set you free long before this. But there are two different people. The real me, the man you thought I was. Maybe it'll be best for both of us when that day comes.
You don't know what you're saying.
I wasn't such a weak fool. to set you free long before this. But I'm a coward, and I can't let you go.
Now, listen. Don't ever let me go. Without you, there's just nothing. When I fell in love with you, it was for always, darling, and it will always be that way. Nothing that you've done or could do would be half so bad as losing it.
You've said that so often, Joan. I've believed you because I wanted to. But seeing you here in this dump, knowing the scandal that's bound to break, disgrace, what you've just said, it doesn't make sense anymore.
Robin, I'm tired. That's it. It's been a pretty awful day, but tomorrow, when you've had some rest, you will tell me that you didn't mean the things you just said.
Joan, for the love of heaven, don't start treating me as if I were a child. I can't take that. I've got to figure this thing out myself. I've got to do what I know is right.
Bob, will you tell me just one thing? I know it's sort of silly, a woman's question, but I've got to know. You do still love me?
Love you? Joan, you're... Oh, will you stop it? Let me alone, please. Please get out of here.
All right. I'll go.
John, is that... John, what on earth? What is it?
Tell me what this is.
Come into the living room.
What is it?
Give me a good shake, will you? You'd think at my age I'd have learned that feeling sorry for myself isn't going to help things any.
You know something, Joan? Every time I begin to feel, well, a little disgusted with myself, I come home here and take a look at you. It does things for my self-respect. I figure I must be quite a guy to ever have had a daughter like you.
Not so much.
You've got the stuff of thoroughbreds, and don't forget it.
If I were half as good as you think I am, Father, I'd know what to do. Why, just the thought of having to go on without Tubby. It's like walking up to a blank wall. There's nothing beyond it.
Tubby wouldn't do a thing like that. Why, he needs you even more than you need him. He was, well, tired. An operation like he's just been through, you don't get over the effects of that mistake. And maybe you misunderstood.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're right, Father. He's just tired.
Sure.
Of course, that must be it.
It's all right. Just stay where you are. I'll get the phone.
It's almost 10, Father. Who could it be?
Hello? Yes? Yes, this is Jim Barrett. Oh, Kowalski. I'll hold the wire just a second.
Why did he do that? That's one of the men down at the power plant.
I can't help that. Goodbye. Calling people up at this unearthly hour of the night.
Father.
Huh?
What did Kowalski want?
What? How did you know it was Kowalski?
I heard you say so on the telephone before you closed the door.
No.
What is it, then?
No. Now, you've got enough on your hands.
Now, that won't do any good. Is something wrong down at the plant?
No, it's not that.
Dad, look at it.
Now, look, Joan, it's out of the question. You need your dad right now more than you've ever needed him in your whole life. And right here is where he's staying.
I still haven't told you. I know it's something, Father. I knew that day you came to the hospital to help me bring Tubby home. You were all excited, and then all of a sudden it was as though someone had turned out the light inside.
Well, all right. If you must know, I've been offered the job of foreman. Double my present salary. take a crew out into the territory on these new defense housing projects.
Oh.
Barney seemed to think I was the man for it.
Well, what did you tell him? Dad, you didn't turn it down.
Of course I turned it down. You don't think I'm going to walk out on you now, of all kinds.
You want to go?
Well, that's got nothing to do with it.
And you're going.
Joan,
Kowalski called to tell you the job was still open, didn't he?
Oh, what if he did? I can't take it.
But this promotion is the chance you waited for, Father.
I can't leave you here to handle this mess alone.
Father, maybe I could handle it better alone. As long as you're here, Dad, I'll depend on you. But this is something Tubby and I've got to work out by ourselves. All your love, all your wisdom, even they can't help.
But you need me just the same.
Yes. Yes, I do. Too much. That's why I want you to go, Father. I can fight better once I know my back's to the wall. Promise me, Father. You'll tell Mr. Bonner that you'll take that job in the morning.
Does Jim Barrett suspect how much it's costing Joan to run? Does Jim Barrett suspect how much it's costing Joan to let him go? He's the one person in all this world who really understands. The one person to whom she can turn. After what Tubby said tonight, who knows what bitter tragedy the future may bring? Will Jim see that and refuse? You're listening to Valiant Lady.
Oh, say, darling, I know you're busy, but gosh, I don't have a pair of clean socks without a hole in them.
And you think, just when could I have darned any socks, yesterday or the day before? Well, some way just must be found to save yourself some time. Ah, I have it. I mean, you have it. Sure, right there on your pantry shelf, that big, gay-colored package of Bisquick. Precious extra minutes for you, thanks to Bisquick. It cuts time and work practically in half making biscuits, dumplings, meat pies. You know, you just add milk to Bisquick. It's a fine work saver, too, making waffles, pancakes, muffins. Simple directions right on the package. Yes, whatever the day, there's always a way to save some work with Bisquick. Busy days ahead, so keep supplies. Plenty of Bisquick at your grocery. The big family size package, also the smaller bride size. Miss tomorrow's story of Valiant Lady with Joan Blaine, brought to you by Bisquick, the modern, quicker way to bake. White Wheat speaking. We now take you to Minneapolis for a brief message from Mr. Donald D. Davis, president of General Mills Incorporated.
All members of General Mills sincerely regret the necessity of war. And at this time, we pledge ourselves, as many generations of Americans have done in the past, to devote our every energy and to cooperate fully with those in authority for the defense of our country against aggressors. We have informed executives of all radio networks which carry our programs that they are at liberty to cancel programs at any time when news bulletins of public interest become available. In the meantime, we shall continue to bring you our programs and suitable messages concerning our food products, especially those messages which we believe will be most helpful in planning a diet that will contribute to the health and strength of our nation. Today, the primary responsibility of General Mills is to continue to provide flour and cereal products for the nourishment of millions of our Americans. This is the message which the directors and officers of our company wish me to give today, give to every member of our organization, and to the American people.